A decision on building the $30 million factory in Springfield will be made by the end of the year as Changchun Railway Vehicles awaits word on the awarding of a contract potentially worth up to $1.5 billion to supply hundreds of new subway cars for the MBTA. Bids for the project are due by May 15.
The schedule for the decision-making will be in accordance with our project procedure.
Yu Weiping, Changchun's vice president for overseas business, spoke with reporters through an interpreter during a visit to the School of Engineering at Western New England University. Changchun, the world's largest maker of passenger rail cars, has an option to purchase a 40-acre site that was a former Westinghouse manufacturing center and is proposing a 125,000-square-foot assembly plant. It could employ up to 300 people. The company was prompted to locate the future hub for its North American operations in Massachusetts because the MBTA is requiring the final assembly of the new subway cars be done in Massachusetts. Changchun executives have been investigating subcontractors, workforce training, and other resources for the possible Springfield factory. The project was first publicly disclosed about a month ago. Western New England University President Anthony Caprio told the visiting rail car company executives there are many opportunities for collaboration and mutual support.
We have such a contribution to make, and the collaboration between our organizations is not to be doubted at all. It has great opportunity and great potential.
Engineering College Dean Hussein Shiraghi said a civil engineering program with a concentration in transportation just started at the school. He said the engineering department has a long history of working with local companies.
They can benefit a lot from the expertise that we have to offer them here and the resources that we have to offer them. And we are very flexible and open for collaboration. That's very important. A lot of large-sized universities are not that flexible. We are. And so we can provide them with, as I said, customized education if they need for their employees and so on.
State Senator Gail Kandaris said she has met three times now with the executives from the rail car company, and she said their commitment to Springfield has strengthened each time.
They've invested a great deal of time here today, and when the vice president said we want to have the exchange, the conversation about a scholarship and exchange with our universities, and he wanted to do that immediately, and I don't think they'd be investing or looking to invest that kind of time if they weren't very, very, very interested. I'm cautiously optimistic, and that's the best I ever am, so.
Springfield Chief Development Officer Kevin Kennedy said last month that other manufacturers planning to bid for the MBTA contract have looked at Springfield, but he would not provide details. Officials in Pittsfield are also trying to lure a rail car manufacturer to the former General Electric property. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.